Hey guys, it is Ryan. I'm not sure if you know this about me, but I'm a bit of a fun fanatic when I can. I like to work, but I like fun too. It's a thing. And now the truth is out there. I can tell you about my favorite place to have fun. Chumba Casino. They have hundreds of social casino style games to choose from with new games released each week. You can play for free anytime, anywhere. And each day brings a new chance to collect daily bonuses. So join me in the fun. Sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
Idiotology 101 with Lynch and Taco.
On Orlando's Rock Station 101.1 WJRR. This hour of the show brought to you by Nations Trucks on 1792 in Sanford.
Thank you, Nations, and thank you to everybody who voted for You Say It, We Play It. You still have about 20 minutes. Three songs up on the JRR Facebook page from Zeppelin. The song remains the same. In the evening. Or the Rover. Vote for the one you want and somebody who votes. What's up with that, Patty?
There's a big festival, so I can't remember the name of it.
Sorry. Welcome to Rockville.
Oh, yeah, that's it. That one of you will be randomly picked just for taking 2 seconds to vote, and we'll give you Rockville tickets. How about that?
It's awesome. So get to the JRR Facebook page and vote.
So we're into graduation season, at least at the college level at this point.
Mm-hmm.
Duke University's 2022 undergraduate commencement speaker, Priya Parkash.
Duke commencement speaker. That's pretty big time.
That's she, right there at the top of the class, you know, saying the parting words and words of inspiration and hope and whatnot that you do as the commencement speaker. She told her classmates to pursue their own individual revolutions at the school's graduation ceremony, and reflecting on how the university could be its own Duke Nation. However, her speech appears to have been plagiarized from the 2014 student commencement address at Harvard.
No.
If she took Harvard's 2014 speaker and just co-opted the words and used them for herself.
You made it into Duke. You were at such a high status that you get to do the commencement. Oh, my God.
And then you rip it up from Harvard.
Yeah, that is just so wrong. That's wrong.
God. They literally said, like, whole sections of the speech were just verbatim.
Egg face.
That's not going to look too good at your first employer out of college there from Duke.
Or they might just say, you know what? You're what we need. You almost pulled it off. You fooled everybody in the crowd except, you know, somebody who figured it out.
We here are all about taking shortcuts. And
it's about saving money.
Yeah.
If I can have four people work or one, I want one to work. And you're that one.
Why do any extra work when you can just steal the ideas from others?
Yeah. I mean, it's just reinventing the wheel, right? I got caught plagiarizing, almost got kicked out of Valencia.
What was it you plagiarized again?
Sylvia Plath. That would have been really fun to explain to my parents. That I had moved back from California, and they were paying for college. I was at Valencia, and, oh, why am I not there anymore? Something called plagiarism.
So what exactly did you do?
There was a friend of ours that had a paper on Sylvia Plath and her life, right?
Who the hell's that?
It's some lady. I think she was a writer that I think she was blind or something like that. Again, I plagiarized it, so I didn't.
Didn't bother to learn anything about whoever this person is.
At the time, I did learn because I was copying down the words and stuff. So I got a paper from somebody that did the same thing. Little did I know that she had that same teacher a little bit before, and that three other people were given that paper to plagiarize as well. So I was like the fifth in line, and yeah. Not good.
I'm going to guess that you probably never practiced the art of footnote.
You know what? You'd be amazed. I said to my daughters the other day, I go, well, girls, you're in all these AP classes because you know how to study. I said, nobody ever taught me how to study. And they both looked at me and go, nobody taught us how to study. You just learn it. And I guess I did teach myself to study because what I used to do, Lyncher, and I got props at UCF for this. I would write down pretty much everything they said and then that way it stuck in my brain. That was my way of studying. And they gave me props in a UCF class one time.
It's not what I was referring to.
You're talking footnotes.
Documenting other people's work via footnotes.
Ah, oh, no.
I couldn't be bothered with that.
I did bits and pieces.
Yeah.
But the teacher saw right through it. She's a doctor.
My best college trickery.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I guess it was legit if you really... I used the same term paper in four different courses.
Hell yeah.
And I wrote it.
Yeah.
I got an A on it in all four courses.
That's awesome.
Yeah.
I had to do a paper to pass one class, and I did it on who my hero was, and I said that it was my brother, because we walked out of a Hooters, and I was getting jumped, and he got in the way and took a knife and died. Yeah, I know. Really not a good move. I know. God. I know, but you know what? I passed the class.
God.
I know. I passed the class. I was also at Valencia before moving on to the UCF. Go Knights!
Rhiannon Kinche is a so-called dating expert, and she says that there's a very simple way to dispense with all the guessing and games and whatnot.
Hey, before you play her audio, you want me to give you a little summary on Sylvia Plath? I guess she wasn't blind. She was an American poet, novelist, and short story writer. I had that part right. She's credited with advancing the genre of confessional poetry. Yeah, that's something that I'd be writing on.
Poetry is stupid.
Exactly. Okay, so.
Rhiannon Kinche, so-called dating expert, says there's a really simple way to just know if somebody is interested in you or not.
Quick tip to tell if somebody fancies you. So basically, if you're speaking to someone and they scratch the back of their hand, it means that they fancy you. It's some kind of subconscious grooming thing. But honestly, you'll notice people doing it, and it's wild.
If you're speaking to someone and they scratch the back of their hand, they're into you. And I'm reading more into this here. She says she heard that from someone, and then she started research again on her own, and yeah, she finds that that is indeed true.
I'm not believing her. She's named after a dish.
Subconscious grooming.
Her name is Kinche.
So if you see somebody
looking at you and scratching the back of their hand,
they fancy you.
And then if they flip over their hand, they're scratching their palm, they're going to have money soon. I do kind of believe in that one.
All right, and finally, I saved this for last, and you're going to need the visuals to go with this. I'm happily providing them for you on both the Lynch and Taco blog and the JR Facebook page.
Okay.
Madonna is selling NFTs with 3D scans of her vagina.
Oh, really?
The resulted scans have been converted to CGI.
Do you really need...
Do you need
3D scans, though?
There's stuff that's growing out of her no-no place in the final product, including a tree.
What is wrong with this world?
She's a little late to the NFT party. We were talking... They're saying that NFTs are pretty much...
Yeah, last week you had a story on that the NFT world was like, okay, that was cool, it's gone. A tree?
There's a tree. There's a centipedes coming out of it at one point.
She might need to go see a doctor.
There's a swarm of butterflies. By the way, Madonna's 63 now.
There's the butterfly. Okay.
Wait for the tree.
Is the tree after the butterflies?
I don't know. She's definitely not like a virgin.
I don't see why you have to blur the nips out if I can see butterflies. You know what I'm getting at? Those are... I thought butterflies couldn't fly after they had their wings wet. Oh, wait, that's a moth. I can tell you about Sylvia Plath now.
No, enough on her.
Lynch and Taco, on demand. Download the iHeartRadio app.
This hour.
Lucky Land Casino, asking people, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
Lucky? In line at the deli, I guess?
Aha, in my dentist's office. More than once, actually.
Do I have to say?
Yes, you do.
In the car before my kids' PTA meeting.
Really?
Yes.
Excuse me, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
I never win and tell.
Well, there you have it. You can get lucky anywhere, playing at LuckyLandSlots.com. Play for free right now. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.